Welcome to the Get to the Point podcast, a podcast for busy women who want to have real conversations about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle, but without rambling or wasting time. Let's get to the point. Hey, welcome back to the Get to the Point podcast. This is episode 23, and I'm your host, Leslie Ann. This episode is all about consistency. Consistency is the word we hear over and over and over again from you, from the women in our community, from the women who find us online on social media and are trying to eat better, trying to work out, trying to change their lifestyle. They tell us overwhelmingly that consistency is their number one struggle. So in today's episode, we're going to go over a few reasons why you are struggling with consistency. Like, where is this coming from? And then we're going to talk about solutions, because I don't want to just talk about problems. I want to talk about how we're going to fix it, right? The first reason why so many women are struggling with consistency is because they are still using food and alcohol as a feel good, not as fuel. I know. Within the first minute of this podcast, I just said that. I just kind of smacked your eye between the eyes with a brick and said, you got to stop treating food like a party. Every day is not a party. It's just not. For those of you listening who are struggling with consistency, take a look at your day. Take a look at your week. Where do things fall apart? I'm willing to bet that things start to get rough every day around 3 or 4 o'clock, right? You start to get really hungry. You start to crave sugar. Am I warm? Am I hitting something here? And if it's not that, it's usually after dinner, especially if you have to eat an earlier dinner because of your schedule, your family schedule, your kids' activities, or maybe you just have little kids that go to bed really early, or you have to go to bed really early, so you eat early dinners. After the meal, you kind of still want something. And so this is like a pattern. You do really well for maybe 2/3 of your meals or half your meals, or you do really well like Monday through Thursday, but then the weekend comes and all bets are off every single week. This just keeps happening. So what's usually happening here is we are getting ourselves in these situations where we have elevated hunger, elevated cravings, elevated stress, some other kind of emotion like boredom or loneliness or I don't know. It could be anything. A lot of reasons we eat, right? But we're using the food as a band-aid. We're using the food to make ourselves feel better instead of seeing food as fuel. And this is one of the biggest shifts that we teach our clients to make in Fat Loss Lifestyle School, is getting them to understand that by eating more of the right foods more often, by intentionally adding extra protein, extra fiber, vegetables, low sugar fruits, maybe a little bit of healthy fat or something like that into the afternoons or into their dinner, they are going to shut down the hunger and cravings that keep derailing them. There is a reason why you have hunger and cravings, and it's not because you don't have enough willpower. It's because the way that you are eating overall is not working for you. And understanding that is the first step. Because once you understand that, then you realize you can fix it. It's not a problem with you. You are not the problem. It's not like a willpower thing or a discipline thing. It's a food problem. You're still making the wrong food choices. You're still choosing foods that you think are fun, that you think, you know, make you feel good. But those foods have a very temporary feel-good effect. By the time, you know, a couple hours later the next day, by the time that food really has its impact on you, it's actually making you feel worse. So the food that makes you feel good while you are eating it or shortly after you eat it is almost never the food that's going to make you feel good tomorrow, that's going to make you feel good at the end of the week when you start to get really stressed. It's not going to make you feel good when you are running on fumes at the end of the week because you had meetings and travel and you're just running on fumes because you haven't put the right food into your body, right? You've been eating food to make yourself feel good. You've been drinking wine to help you unwind, quote unquote. This is a very backwards way to view food. And if you can start to see it more as fuel and information and use it to your advantage and start to realize that food actually is really powerful for giving you more energy and focus and, helping you be more resilient to stress, then you actually want to choose the right foods. And this sounds crazy to you if you've never done it, but we see it happening with our clients every time we run our program. They tell us it's almost like they're having an out-of-body experience. They don't even recognize themselves. They're choosing to have the food that they know they should be eating because it's going to keep them full. It's going to zap their cravings. It's going to give them energy. And they're cruising right on by the candy bowl in the office. They're cruising right on by the break room that has boxes of stale donuts and leftover birthday cake because they know that food might taste good right now. Like it might, you know, light you up for about 30 minutes and make you feel really good. But after that, it's going to do the opposite. So if you're struggling with consistency, especially with your nutrition, it is probably because you are still not understanding the huge impact that food has on how you feel. And if you understood that, and you also understood how clever and manipulative food makers are, and how it is their job to get you addicted on snack foods and on wine and on, you know, quick convenience foods that are very high in fat and sugar and starch, you guys, they spend millions of dollars researching the formula with, you know, how to make the right potato chip that is going to be absolutely addictive so that you finish the bag and buy more next week. That's not an accident. That's not on you. That food was designed that way. So that is a whole episode in and of itself. But food is not feel good. Food is fuel. Food is information. So making different choices that align with how you want to feel is going to help you dig out of this hole where you are on, off, on, off. Have a great morning. Do okay till about 3 o'clock and then the wheels come off. Or, you know, do really good Monday to Thursday and then Friday hits and you're really stressed and you want to take the edge off. So let's go to happy hour and let's get it on, right? Yeah, can't do that. You can't do that and get fat loss results. You just can't. So starting to see food for what it is versus what society says it is, that's a big step. That's your first step there. Number two, the reason why we struggle with fat loss consistency with our nutrition, our training, is because we have really unrealistic expectations. And you got to blame social media for this one, I think, because, you know, we've seen these before and after photos, right? You scroll through Instagram, you see your friends post these photos on Facebook where they're trying a new plan. They did some diet for a few weeks and they lost 15 pounds. And that just sounds really good. Like I would love to just buy that program and buy that box of shakes and, you know, little containers of food and little protein bars and do that for a few weeks and lose 15 pounds. That sounds like a great deal. But you do it and it doesn't work because what happens when the shakes run out, you want to eat actual food? Or what happens when you realize that system is $500-something and it's just a box of really nasty shakes and chalky protein bars? It starts to get less appealing and your expectations for, oh, well, I was just going to, you know, do that program and lose 15 pounds. You realize it's not that easy. In fact, none of this is that easy. You got to settle in and be prepared for this to be a long haul. It's going to take longer than you think it is. There are going to be more valleys and setbacks and mistakes than you want there to be. And that's just the reality. That's, you know, that's how our bodies work, especially as women. There's so many fluctuations during the month with our weight. You really just have to learn to be patient and to ride out the bumps in the road and, you know, understand that there are a lot of ways to measure progress, not just the scale. So unrealistic expectations, thinking that you can just snap your fingers or cut out carbs or buy the box of shakes for $500 and lose the weight magically and quickly, it just isn't reality. And I guarantee you that photo that you're seeing on social media isn't telling the whole story either. Whenever I see those, and this is something I learned from a teacher of mine, whenever you see those photos, what you should be asking yourself is, wow, how long are they going to be able to do that? Like, that's great that you lost 15 pounds, but how long can you keep that off while you're doing that? Because that sounds miserable. And that's why doing these dramatic, drastic things to lose weight fast, it is not the way. You would be much better off taking a long, slow, steady approach to body change and losing 5 pounds over the course of a month or two, maintaining that, and then doing it again, losing another 5 pounds the next month, and slowly, steadily just chipping away at your goal over time and thinking about the next season or the next year, not next week. We've got to start playing the long game, start having more realistic expectations and understanding that bodies take time to change, especially when we're talking about fat loss, guys. Weight loss is easy, and weight loss means water weight, muscle mass, and maybe some fat loss, yes, but just the pounds on the scale, it's not actually telling you the whole picture. And we can say this, I mean, we're like a broken record talking about body composition, but you've got to start tracking body composition and stop looking at the number on the scale, because it's not telling you about your actual progress and your actual results. Body composition is the ratio of lean mass to fat mass, and fat loss is losing the fat only while maintaining and building the lean mass, the lean muscle mass. So there are tools that you can use. There are different scales that you can use, things like the InBody scan, BOD pods, DEXA scans, pretty fancy methods. You can also use tape measures. You can use progress photos, how your clothes fit, kind of taking a lot of different ways of measuring success. Also, how you're performing in the gym. Are you getting stronger? Are you getting faster, et cetera? That counts too. Kind of weighing all these things together is a much better way to measure your progress than just hopping on the scale every few days and hoping for a dramatic drop. Dramatic losses almost always equal dramatic rebounds. And a rebound is the weight you lost coming back and usually bringing more with it, because the weight you lost wasn't fat. It was also muscle. And when you keep doing that, you keep eating away at your lean muscle mass by doing these crazy diets and doing juice fasts and juice cleanses and, you know, ordering the $500 box of shakes. A lot of what you're losing is the very thing you want to keep, the muscle mass. So let's get real about our expectations. Let's be okay with, I lost a pound. I lost a pound of body fat, because that's what we really want to lose, right? That 1 pound repeated over and over and over again, that's how you get to your goal. That's how you change the shape of your body, and that's how you keep it off. That is lifestyle change. Not going for quick, easy wins by doing these crazy gimmicks and fads. The third reason why you might be struggling with consistency is because you just haven't quite accepted what is necessary and required to get the outcome that you want. And this usually comes specifically down to training. It seems like a lot of women have a decent, you know, understanding of what they need to do for nutrition. They like, okay, got to get in a calorie deficit, got to clean the diet up. All right, cool. Protein. I know we struggle with that, girls, but that's got to be there too. But it really seems like so many of us are still fighting this one thing that is crucial for our success at fat loss, and that is strength training, resistance training, lifting some weights. Understanding that in order to reshape the body, resistance training is required, that just accepting that and no longer looking for a way around that and a way to avoid that is really going to kind of fast track your result, honestly. Getting in the gym, and whether this means starting with a group fitness class like Body Pump or starting with a personal trainer, whatever that means for you, but breaking through that wall of fear of the unknown because you've never done it before, that's the first step. And once you do that, you're going to be blown away, because the first few weeks and months that you start resistance training, guys, those are some of the best and fastest results you're going to have in your entire life, because you're untrained. You're a newbie. You've heard me use this phrase before, but those are your newbie gains. And everybody loves this part of the process because, you know, your body responds pretty quickly. Bodies are smart. And within, you know, a few weeks, months, you're going to start to see inches dropping. You're going to start to see a little more muscle definition. Your clothes are going to fit better. The waistline of your pants isn't going to be cutting you in half anymore. You will start to see definition in your arms and through your waistline, and your face will start to get thinner. You know, these are all cool things that start to happen when you get the diet in check and also start resistance training. You start losing just the body fat and maintaining and gaining the lean muscle mass. Your body starts to change shape. You cannot do one without the other. They have to go together. And that doesn't mean you have to live in the gym. It doesn't mean you have to do hours and hours of workouts each week. In fact, this is one of the things that we love the most is that strength training is incredibly efficient and you don't walk out of the gym feeling smashed, feeling like you've been hit by a truck if you're doing it right. Feel free to reach out to us if you want some recommendations for really great strength training programs and ways that you can get started lifting weights. But this is really it is absolutely essential for your health, but also for meeting this goal. If you want to have a lean, toned, fit, athletic looking body, you gotta lift the weights. There's no way around it. So these three reasons are usually why so many of the women that we talk to are struggling with consistency, because they are still seeing food and alcohol as a way to feel good. They're still seeing it as fun, like everything needs to be a party. They don't want to just accept the fact that that food is making them feel bad, and it's kind of creating a cycle of more overeating, more cravings, less energy, etc. Like the food is the problem. The second reason they're struggling is because they have unrealistic expectations. They're thinking that this is going to happen in a couple of weeks, when in reality, it's going to take months and years. And that's what lifestyle change means. And then lastly, they're just avoiding what is necessary to achieve this goal. It's got to be both. It's got to be the nutrition and it's got to be the training. And training doesn't just mean getting on the elliptical trainer. In fact, I wouldn't recommend that at all. It means picking up some weights and learning how to resistance train. And at no time in history have there been more resources available to us to learn to do this, whether it's in our home or it's in a gym or it's in a studio. Guys, it's everywhere. There are no longer excuses for, I can't do that. There's so many ways to make it happen, regardless of your schedule or lifestyle. We just got to get it done. So let's talk now about solutions. We've talked about why we're struggling. What are we going to do about it? Join our Facebook group called Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders, and you will be able to take part in a new training series that we're starting on Monday, January 27th, called The Consistency Cure. We are going to be talking about all of the pieces of consistency that we're struggling with as women when it comes to fat loss, and we're going to be giving you real, actionable, practical tips and strategies that you can use to start getting some success and start getting some momentum and be more consistent. Because without consistency, you're spinning your wheels, you're going in circles, you're doing the same thing over again. And we really want this year to be different for you. You want this year to be different for you, right? It's January. We have the whole year in front of us. If we can get this locked down now, we can start figuring out some things now and making some commitments and changing some habits and some mindsets now. Imagine where you're going to be in January 2021. That's exciting to think about, I think. So join us in the Fat Loss Lifestyle School Insiders Facebook group. Just go on Facebook, in the search bar, type in Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders. Once you find the group, request to join and answer those two questions that I ask you, and we'll approve your request and you'll be in. You'll join us for the training next week. It's 5 days. They are live trainings. The replays will be available. I will be there. My team will be there. We are so excited to hang out with you guys and talk about consistency for an entire week in the hopes that we can start to create some solutions and create some wins for you guys so that you have your best year yet and you solve this problem once and for all. We look forward to seeing you in the group. The training is called The Consistency Cure. Feel free to invite your girlfriends, your sister, your mom, any other women in your life who are also struggling with consistency when it comes to nutrition and training. We would love to see all of you there. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I can't wait to see you in the Consistency Cure next week. Hey, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you loved it. Before you go, I want to invite you to come over and join our new group on Facebook called Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders. This is not your average Facebook group for women. We're not going to be sharing recipes, random workouts, and motivational quotes, because I'm pretty sure you have plenty of that in your life. Instead, we're having higher level conversations about how we train, how we fuel our bodies, and why we're doing this whole lifestyle change thing to begin with. Jump over to Facebook, search Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders in the search bar, request to join, and I will see you there.